Iranian opposition activist and journalist Akbar Ghanji received the award in Washington. Ghanji spent 6 years in top security Emin prison for exposing the Islamic government's alleged involvement in the murder of 5 Iranian dissidents. He was released in 2006 and left Iran. But the protests against President Ahmadinejad's controversial re-election last year inspired activists like Ghanji to further oppose the Islamic government in Tehran. With the first anniversary of the election in June, Ghanji says the recent execution of 5 Iranian dissidents is a warning that Iranians should not take to the streets on the anniversary.
They make moves that on the one hand create a terror and intimidation, and on the other they provoke a certain segment into committing violence.
The human rights situation in Iran, rather than Mr. Ahmadinejad and the controversy over Tehran's nuclear program, should be the focus of Western media, he says. Coverage of Iran's nuclear ambitions benefits the government, he says, because it sparks nationalist sentiment.
And when a confrontation occurs with the West over this issue, that is when the government can collect more forces behind itself.
In the bid to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power, Israel has said all options, including a military option, are on the table. The U.S. has been more ambiguous. Ghanji says a military strike will hurt the movement for democracy.
And this is what the regime wants right now. That's what they want. They want the Israel or the U.S. to come and bomb a certain area.
He also says new economic sanctions are not the solution because they will only hurt the Iranian people.
Where one can really fight this regime is the issue of human rights. The world must take this up as the main issue with Iran.
Ghanji says the West must make sure Iran gets foreign investment only if it respects human rights. And Iranian leaders linked to the murders of civilians, he says, should be arrested when they travel outside Iran.
Just as they arrested Milosevic, so they must arrest these people. They must create a dossier for crimes against humanity.
He says the future of Iran lies with the 50 million people born after the 1979 revolution. He says the Islamic regime has failed to understand them. To underscore the generation gap, Ghanji talked about his daughters, who refused to join him at the award ceremony. They said, "Dad, that is your award. We don't want to be known because of you." Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.